Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given guidance to the human being. And hidayah, guidance, the right guidance is that guidance through which, via which a person reaches to his destination. If he does not reach to the destination, then definitely that is not guidance. For example, the example I gave you previously, that you get the path, you know the directions to go to London. But if you get to London, then that guidance is beneficial. If it doesn't take us to London, the path, the guidance, the directions, the instructions, then it's not beneficial for us. In the same way, hidayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if He gives tawfiq to someone and gives him hidayah, guidance, then via this guidance, if we get the destination of the hereafter, then that person has utilized and it's been beneficial, the guidance. So to get guidance is not enough, but it should be the right guidance via which a person gets to the destination. Look, this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states in the Quran. Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِن قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَى هُدًى مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah says, those people are the ones on the path of guidance who through the guidance get to the destination. What's the sign of this? Allah says, what is the guidance that takes a person to success? That with that hidayah, he attains his destination. He gets to the end point. And what? Who are the people on the path of guidance? So that we can realize that are we on the right path or not? Is this the path of guidance or not? Is this the correct path or not? So remember this. Hidayah, the path of guidance, the right path, the true guidance, the proper guidance, a person immediately he recognizes that if it is. For example, if a person goes to a friend of Allah for islah, rectification, improvement, for tarbiyah, for guidance. That's why a person goes to a friend of Allah, wali Allah, that I can make effort, I can be rectified, I can be improved, and then I can live my life in the right way and attain the hereafter. So right guidance, the correct guidance, is present in the company of this person or not. So immediately the effect is made on the iman of the individual who's seeking. If a seeker goes to a kamil sheikh, a complete sheikh, with this intention that he wants to attain guidance, then the first effect of the company of that wali will be on his iman, on his belief, on his faith. Right guidance. When you get the right guidance from somewhere, then that person's iman starts to improve. In the first company, when a person arrives to the company of the wali of Allah, then the change and improvement comes to his iman. Iman improves. What does it mean by improves or changes? How? In his iman, in his faith, a passion arises, a strength arises, a force arises. The things that he accepted, he knew, but he did not do. What happens now? When he goes to the company of the wali Allah, his iman improves, strengthens due to the company of that wali, due to going close to that individual. And by his iman strengthening, the sign is that those things he knew before, he then implements physically, practically. And he starts to practice on the knowledge, on the theory. Iman, faith, can increase. This is a hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari, that human being, he can strengthen it as much as he wants, his iman. And if he wants it to drop, if it drops and weakens, it can weaken so much. Iman. It's like the moon on the 14th night. Iman is. Iman. You know, the moon on the first night, second, third, fourth, it gets to the 14th night. Full moon. Full intensity. So when a person, he practices those actions, and then his iman starts to increase and strengthen. It becomes kamil iman. So the most important thing from this is the company of a pious individual. And you sit in the company of a pious person when you go there, then the first effect on the iman is it strengthens. If you go to the company of somebody and the iman is not affected positively, in other words, iman affected positively means that those things that he accepts, theoretically, he starts to practice them. And there should be no, if he tries, if he doesn't strive, he doesn't want to practice them, and he's still the same, then consider that he's not got hidayah from this company, and he cannot attain Allah via that personality. This is a big sabak, big lesson for the saliqeen. For the saliqeen, it's not just enough to be bayah. Rather, after attaching to the sheikh, to go to the sheikh in his company, spend time in his company, then are you improving with his company? Are you strengthening? Not miracles and mirages, rather promotion in iman, elevation in iman. Just ilmul yaqeen, aynul yaqeen, haqqul yaqeen. You get, improve in the yaqeen. Yeah, knowledge of yaqeen, and then you get to the truth of yaqeen. This hadith, the Prophet of Allah was present, and the companion came and said, "O Prophet of Allah, when I'm in your company, it feels as if I am seeing paradise and hell with my eyes. We are seeing all of the conditions, but when we leave your company, go far, then when our eyes are far from you, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then the situation changes and the effect is less." This is the effect of company. This is the company of the friends of Allah. That if there's right guidance in the company of the Wali Allah, if there's proper guidance and we go there in the company, then definitely a person's iman will strengthen and elevate and promote and increase through the amal, the deeds. That's why Allah Ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, that those who believe in that which is revealed, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, then the hidayah, you realize that they're on the right path of guidance, they're on the right path, because their iman, their faith, it gets stronger. The things that they just accepted before or knew about, they knew about them and said, "Yes, we know." But as they strengthen, get better, Allah says that they get to bil akhirati hum yuqinoon. Due to that hidayah, they get to the proper certainty for the hereafter. They start to believe in that then. When they believe, they get to the level of yaqeen, certainty. They're certain of the hereafter. So in other words, what's the difference here? To know and to believe and have certainty. When a person knows, then he just knows. He accepts. When he has yaqeen, certainty, conviction, then he practices on that. For example, fire. If fire, we accept this is fire and it burns the hands. But if you start to avoid the fire, that then I have yaqeen that this fire will burn me because I'm avoiding it. I have proper belief. Same way we believe in hell. With the iman, when you have yaqeen, belief that there's hell, then a human being will leave those actions that give him the hazard of getting to hell. When we have jannah, we believe in it, but when you have certainty, then you start to implement those actions through which paradise is attained. So, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ, whatever Allah Ta'ala revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people have iman, they accept. But when the yaqeen, the certainty strengthens due to guidance, and when they have guidance, and then the right sign of guidance is that their belief and faith, it strengthens to the point of implementation. What's the sign of certainty of iman? You don't just accept and know the knowledge that has been revealed. Subhanallah, he doesn't just accept what has been revealed, rather he then practices on that knowledge. He practices. So the person who knows and the one who has certainty and belief, those who have guidance and don't have guidance, that's the difference. That person that says, I know there's Jannah, hellfire, we're going to die, this is wrong, I know. But his practice does not reflect his knowing. But the person whose iman strengthens, gets strong to the point of yaqeen, extreme certainty, proper certainty, then he practices on that knowledge. That's the sign of those who are rightly guided. Okay? Fine, that's good. And upon what? وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ. What do we believe in? Those things that have been revealed upon the Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Whatever is revealed to the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we know it. But when yaqeen strengthened, hidayah, guidance was attained, and the effect of guidance is that a person then starts to practice what was revealed upon Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. What was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? What was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Yes, and everybody say, oh, the Quran was revealed. The Quran. So the person accepts and knows the Quran, but when he got guidance, along with guidance, what it means is then he starts to practice the Quran. He starts to do amal on the Quran. What does it, what it means. But here, this humble servant says that nobody can practice on the Quran. Nobody can do amal on the Quran. How can you practice the Quran? Allah says, "Unzila ilayka," that the Quran that Allah revealed to the Prophet ﷺ, Allah revealed it. Allah revealed the Quran to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and the Quran was revealed for this purpose. The objective of the Quran is for us to practice on it. There's no other objective. The Quran, there's no other objective of the Quran. All of the other things that we have connections with the Quran, upon which lots of thawab Allah will give, but that's not the objective of the Quran. It won't be asked from us. First and foremost, that thing will be asked for which it has been given, the purpose for which it has been given. Remember this. Remember this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us the objective. Allah won't say, why didn't you do hifth? Why didn't you read tafsir? Why didn't you do this and that? Allah won't ask any of this. The first thing Allah says, the objective I gave the Quran for, Allah will ask about that objective. But which Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, that I gave you this Quran and you believe in it, you accept it, you know it. Every mu'min believer knows and believes in the Quran, but not every mu'min practices the Quran. Only that mu'min will practice the Quran who is on the path of guidance. The person who practices the path of guidance, he will practice the Quran. Ihdina siratul mustaqim, that's the sign. This is the sign. If you ask for ihdina siratul mustaqim, the straight path, the sign of siratul mustaqim is that before they didn't practice, they didn't accept. But when they accept, then they move to practice because they have yaqeen, certainty, the orders of the Quran, the instructions of the Quran. That's the purpose of the Quran. That Allah has given us the Quran, His revelation for this reason, that in the Quran, the ahkams, Allah has given us the orders, the instructions, we have to practice them. No, that's the only objective of the Quran, the pure objective of the Quran. If we don't do this with all of the other actions, then it's zero beyond zero. There's no concern, relationship with that of that to the hereafter. But if we practice on the Quran and we implement the ahkams of the Quran, which is the objective of the Quran, then the other connections we have with the Quran that Allah Ta'ala gives reward for, then that will illuminate our lives, and all the rewards of reading Quran and all of the other association with the Quran, despite this objective, then a person will get all of the rewards about which Allah Ta'ala has attained, given the thawab. But we are unfortunate. We're unfortunate that we put our hands on the things that are, we leave the practice and we emphasize on other things. We'll read 15 juz of the Quran, 10 juz of the Quran, but we will not do amal, practice on the verses of the Quran, which is our real objective of life. So those people are not guided. Those people are not guided. The Quran tells us this now, clear. Quran is saying that these people know the Quran, they're aware of the Quran, but bil akhirati hum yuqinun, those who believe in the Quran, who have proper certainty in the Quran, they do amal on the Quran. So to believe and to have certainty that yes, the person, for example, he knows it's fire, but he won't save himself from the fire. But the person who believes in the fire, he knows that this fire will burn me, and he prevents that burning, runs away. So those people, Allah says, who are aware of the Quran, who know the Quran, and they believe in what's been revealed. Yes, there are many who are aware, who know, who accept the Quran. But the real objective of the Quran is to believe in the Quran. And people don't come towards that. And who will come? Only those who are rightly guided, who are on the right path of guidance. Alhamdulillah. Just like the example I gave you, that when a person goes to the company of the Wali Allah, then he goes with this Iman, because he has the belief. He believes in the Quran, he accepts the Quran, he believes in Salah, he accepts and believes that what sins can, the consequences. But when he gets there, he accepts and knows that he is a Wali Allah, but he doesn't accept. he doesn't believe in properly, but when he goes to the company of the Waliyullah properly, the right intention, then Iman elevates. Ilm, that person goes to Haqqul Yaqeen, Ilmul Yaqeen, Ainul Yaqeen, Haqqul Yaqeen, due to the company of that Waliyullah, due to his blessings. Then that same person who knows and is aware, he starts to practice and believe properly. So the difference comes. You can see this. You can see this. This is the reason why a person's iman elevates and promotes. So when a person doesn't get the elevation, the improvement through the Qur'an, for example, he knows it's the Qur'an, he's aware of the Qur'an, but he doesn't get the guidance. The Qur'an says there are people who know it, who are aware of it, but after becoming aware of it, Allah says you have to have yaqeen in the Qur'an. You have to have yaqeen. So in other words, the objective is not just this, that we need to understand the objective. What is the objective Allah Ta'ala gave us the Qur'an for? What is that? You have to do amal on this. So now, what we need to understand, we need to pay attention to bima unzila ilayka, that the Qur'an that Allah Ta'ala revealed, those people, they practice on it. Now you can't practice the Qur'an. So what this means, what does it mean that Allah says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. Nobody can practice the Qur'an directly. Tell me, it's impossible. Show me how you can practice the Qur'an. That Allah's orders have been revealed. Allah says the orders are revealed in the Qur'an. You need to practice this as well. So somebody now implement the Qur'an directly from the verse. Allah says, بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. If this just means the Qur'an I've revealed to you, you have to practice upon this as well. Those who believe in that which is real and do practice on this. So somebody demonstrate that you can, because the Qur'an is truthful, it's honest, it's truth. But we cannot practice the Qur'an directly, it cannot be. Why? Why? The Qur'an is ordering, given instruction. The Qur'an gives instruction, pray salah, the hukam has come, observe fast. And save yourself from interest, leave haram, unlawful. Order, do hajj. Pray salah, the order has come. Now we have to believe this and accept this order. So Allah says you have to believe and accept, you have to practice this. So Quran says pray salah, how will we pray salah? The order has come, pray salah, show me how you can pray salah. From the Quran on its own. So here Allah says pray salah, how do we pray? Allah saying keep the fast, how do we keep the fast? Tell me. So what we realize is that bima unzila ilayka, this means that Allah Ta'ala hasn't just shown us and told us the hakams, but within this Allah Ta'ala has also told us the method through which we can practice the Quran. Subhanallah. We think bima unzila ilayka is just Quran. No, that we cannot understand the Quran. We cannot practice the Quran. Bima unzila ilayka is also that tariqah, the method, the technique. Both things Allah has told us, the tariqah, the method, and the practice, the hukum, the order that's coming. That and the method, the tariqah. Both things are the meaning of bima unzila ilayka. So both of these things were revealed to thee, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that the Quran on its own cannot run. Unless you follow it, practice it with the method. Subhanallah. So what we mean is that bima unzila ilayka, what does it mean? The order of the Quran that was revealed. So Allah gives the order via the Quran, and the method is via the practice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are both essential lazim. And this is the meaning of bima unzila ilayka. If the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's method, we don't accept him, we take our hands off that, then we can never practice the Quran. Nobody can practice the Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the Quran, alongside that he's given us the tariqah, the method. The Quran has come in the form of instruction, and you practice that via Hazrat Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's physical practice in his body, in his life, in his lifestyle, his bodily practice. And Allah says, فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. In Allah and Allah's Rasul, if you obey both, then you will be successful. Then you'll be successful. So the Quran on its own, to accept it, this is not the path of guidance. Until and unless, if a person does not implement the methodology, technique, lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is that tariqah? So amal, the order, the ahkams are the Quran. And the method is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, Quran and sunnah, both things together, joint together, inseparable. As Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala was asked by a companion, that what was the akhlaq, the conduct of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, Quran, Allahu Akbar. His akhlaq was Quran. His whole life, in other words, was Quran. Look at the Quran. And where will you get the translation and the commentary of the Quran? In the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's lifestyle. So it's lazim, essential, compulsory, that when it said that I want to practice Quran, oh, I will practice the Quran, I believe in the Quran, that I believe in what was revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik. Subhanallah. So when a person wants to attain the purpose, the true objective of the Quran, when you practice the Quran, then you have can only practice the Quran via the tariqah, the method of Rasulullah SAW, via his sunnah sharifa, via his sunnah sharifa, via his honorable sunnah. So Quran is the instruction order, sunnah is the method to implement the Quran. So the Quran is come to us in the form of a book. And subhanAllah, there's another Quran that has come as a commentary. So salah is ordered in the Quran, and the physical explanation of the Quran is in the honorable, illustrious practice of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what we learn is bima unzila ilayka, those people are rightly guided. The sign of those people physically is that before they knew and accepted the Quran, but when there is conviction and certainty increased on the Quran, as it increased, went to ilmul yaqeen, and as it improved and increased and strengthened, then they came towards amal, physical practice of the Quran. When they came to physical practice of the Quran, then they became observant of the sunnah. Obviously they have to take hold of the sunnah to do amal of the Quran. There's no other way. Ittaba'i sunnah, obedience to the sunnah, following sunnah. So it's lazim. If you do not attach the tariqah, the physical tariqah of the Prophet ﷺ with the Quran, you can't. The Hazrat Shaykh Saadi said, Rahmatullah alayh, Hazrat Shaykh Saadi said, how can it be that the Holy Prophet ﷺ sunnah, without it, you can attain the destination, you can get to the akhirah, the hereafter? Impossible. Impossible. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. That you knew before, you accepted, you aware, Allah's Quran has been revealed upon us. What did Allah reveal? The Quran and its tariqah, its method. Its method, both together. Allah ta'ala revealed that to the Prophet before we knew about it, but when their conviction and belief and their faith increased, after getting guidance, then the sign of their rightly guided path is that they've got hidayah now, they've got the awareness, they've got the knowledge, they're benefiting from hidayah, from guidance. And the sign physically is what? The sign of those people is that their lifestyle is totally in accordance with the tariqah, the lifestyle of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Subhanallah. So totally their lifestyle reflects the Prophet's lifestyle. If a person has the lifestyle of the Prophet in his lifestyle, totally, completely comes into his life, this is the sign that this individual is totally on the path of hidayah, guidance. If the Holy Prophet ﷺ's tariqah, lifestyle is not present in that person's lifestyle, his lifestyle is not reflecting the sunnah, then he is not on the path of guidance. Then that is not guidance. He is not on the path of guidance. That he's praying salah, but he's doing unlawful actions. So the path of the guidance is wrong then. He's not on the path of guidance. But the Prophet's tariqah is not in his life. He's doing haram actions. He's praying salah on its own is not guidance. No. Yes? Praying salah, you think that salah is guidance? No. Rather, the Holy Prophet ﷺ's total tariqah, just like the Quran says, that whatever I and the Prophet ﷺ give you, take it. And whatever we tell you to leave, you leave it. You stop it. So the real path, the genuine path of guidance that Allah Ta'ala has defined, وَالَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ, that whatever, whoever, and those people who believe and that was revealed to the Prophet, what was revealed? The Quran, and in parallel, the tariqah, the methodology of implementing the Quran. Those who believe in that, as the iman gets stronger, 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 gets to the level of yaqeen, certainty, conviction, they, in other words, start to practice. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ. This is the real guidance. These depend on guidance from their Lord. If they don't have this, then their guidance is unsuccessful. And أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And these are the successful people in the hereafter, and they'll attain paradise. So my brothers, for the salikin, amal, practice, this is a great message the Quran has given. That if we go to a sheikh, a teacher, we think that we have gone onto the right path, we start practicing, and we are traveling, are we on the right path or not? Question mark. Is my practice correct or not? Question mark. There's only one basis of measuring that, one measurement gauge, one measurement criteria. What is that? that what guidance is right or wrong, what is correct or incorrect, which is successful and unsuccessful, you can only determine and analyze if you're on the right path or not. Am I on the right path or not on the right path? There's only one measurement analysis. Am I right Muslim or good Muslim or not a good Muslim? A correct Muslim or not a correct Muslim? There's only one method. And what is that? That we need to measure ourselves versus the lifestyle of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. Are my actions in accordance with his actions? Not just the Quran and Sunnah hollow. Alongside the Quran, is the tariqah of Rasul ﷺ present or not? And where we attain the lifestyle of the Prophet, and we learn this and we get this via the Quran and the message of the Quran and the learnings, then alhamdulillah, our life, if the tariqah of the Prophet comes into our life via the teaching of the Quran, that's the path of right guidance. So very easily we can realize and learn when we go to somebody's company of a wali Allah or somebody who's pious to be improved and reformed and refined. Then we have to see that after I went into the company, is there some improvement positive coming into my life? After going to the company, have these changes come? Do I start to practice the sunnah? In his company, after sin company, after that, in my life of the good things, has this action come into my life? If this action of the Prophet comes into my life, then I'm not saying this. The Quran says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Don't worry, you have become successful. 100% you are successful. Close your eyes and wait for the success to come to you. Alhamdulillah, congratulations, you've attained the good company, the right sheikh, you've got the right levels. That standard Allah Ta'ala has given to us, the right standard of iman, you are attaining that, you are learning that. What is that? That Allah Ta'ala has given us Quran and Rasulullah what was revealed to him, which is the Quran and his practice. That's the objective. What was the objective of the Quran? That the orders of the Quran, you should practice them. And how do you practice the orders of the Quran? Via the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's blessed technique and lifestyle. So when we get that, when we go to a pious of some company of somebody who's pious, when we sit with them, our appearance, living, walking, talking, eating, rizq, wealth, everything in our life, coming, goings, everything is all of our lifestyle style in accordance to the sunnah, in obedience to the sunnah, then Allah announces, these are those people, subhanallah, who have attained the right guidance, who are on the path of right guidance, who have attained the right guidance. Allah says, I announce, أُولَٰئِكَ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. These are those who are successful, successful. So simple is the path and the way to judge yourself. There's no confusion, there's no need to be confused. Allah has given us a clean, pure path via the Quran, a clear message. Continue to read the Quran and understand the deen, alhamdulillah. Then you can determine, am I on the right path? Have I got guidance? Am I successful? Not successful? Very simple, easy formula. If my life, alhamdulillah, if I go to a company of good people and my life improves and the effect of the shaykh has come onto a person, it does. And it does. The easiest and best way Allah has explained that you should take hold of the company of such a person who is physically practicing himself. Because we need to learn amal from that company in the most simplest way, the easiest way. Look, if you want to see what is guidance, you won't get guidance from tafsir, commentaries or speeches or lectures, from no other method. The easiest way is to go to the company of such a person. You go to the company of such a person, you ask Allah for this company, Allah give me the company of such a person. Soon as you enter to the company of that person, subhanallah, this is the standard of the Quran, that the person, your iman, your belief, that what you accepted in you, you will start to then practice that due to the company of that person. So we accepted. We knew before we went to that company, we accepted there was hell. But when we go and sit in the company of the pious person, then the fear develops. And we said, oh, I need to leave. I need to save myself from hell. That's the promotion of iman. So company is such a great, great asset. A rapid effect it has on a person. Rapid improvement to the lifestyle of a person. If it's a kamil, complete sheikh. Now you can see in this world nowadays, we see the situation around us, the who's murid, you have this speed, and this is my sheikh, his appearance, his face, no practice, no looks, no nothing at all. The looks, the appearance, the practice, everything is devoid. No parda, no observance of, no parda, no nothing, or giving, or taking, some nothing related to sheikh. Oh, just do dua for me, so I can get this please. Oh, he looks at me, and my shop starts to thrive, my business is thriving, my sheikh, I go to him, and I do dua, he does dua for me, and I had a son. Oh, I asked him to do this dua for me, for this worldly thing, and it was accepted. No, this is deception, delusion. Most definitely, the duas of the walis of Allah are accepted. But Allah Ta'ala says that he gives somebody according to his good intentions. When you go to the wali Allah, and that dua is something else. But we go for this purpose, that we want him to do actions that give us worldly benefit, then a person cannot attain success. You cannot attain sadaqah. This is not the objective of going to the pious person, to the wali Allah. Yes, alhamdulillah. If a person goes with the right objective, those people who are attached to the wali Allah, ask him to do dua, request. Yes, totally. This is a yaqeen. The friends of Allah, their duas are accepted. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are the beloved servants of Allah. Allah accepts their duas. But this is a side point. The real, genuine purpose of going to their company is to improve our life. We don't improve our lives. Our appearances are not improving. Our lifestyle is not improving. The environment at home is not improving. Our worship is not improving, changing. And we want to improve our worldly situations. Then we will get the sheikh will never say those people. They will never say keep the beard or leave sins or this. They'll say yeah fine. You're forgiven. You're forgiven. That's fine. Keep doing what you're doing. Tika, I'll do dua for you. You're fine, my chap. My student. You're fine. That there will be big gatherings, we use a big conferences, marches, no sign of deen, long marches, conference speeches. But wallahi, will you see anybody with implementing the tariqah of Rasulullah? People, men and women, opposed to the sunnah, not practicing the sunnah. So this is the most dangerous age and era of fitna that the Quran is saving us. Remember, the Quran has said that the right path, the straight path Allah Ta'ala has given.
والذين يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وبالآخرة هم يوقنون.
Those people of Iman, those people of faith who accept, who know what I revealed unto you and to those before you, and وَبِالْآخِرَتِهُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and those who believe in that which is revealed to thee, O Muhammad, and that which was revealed before them, and after that they have certainty on these things that were revealed to you. The yaqeen becomes so strong, so elevated, that they don't just know and accept, rather they start to practice upon this as well. Then before they used to accept what is hell and know, but they start to do actions that save them from hell. If they accept and know what is paradise, then they'll start making efforts so they can attain paradise. So Allah Ta'ala announces, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ. Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Subhanallah. These depend on guidance from the Lord. Allah says, don't worry, your path is totally correct. You are the rightly guided people. The sheikh that you are sitting with, that place from where you have attained this path, that iman, that it becomes beneficial and positive and stronger, and the things that you knew before you start to practice, then congratulations to you. Your path is the rightly solid path of guidance. Stick to this path, Sharia and Sunnah. Hold on to it with strength, because what we have revealed upon Rasulullah ﷺ, unzila ilayka, the Quran was revealed, and in parallel, the method of practicing the Quran, the tariqah, subhanallah, my order is the Quran, and the practice of the Prophet ﷺ, the sunnah of Rasulullah ﷺ, that is also revealed to the Prophet ﷺ. So those who stick to this are who? Ulaika, subhanallah. Allah says, these are the people, ulaika ala hudam min rabbihim. These are those who accept this, they are the rightly guided people, and everything else is fraud and a lie and a mirage, a dream. Apart from this, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Congratulations, good news to you. Successful in the world are you, and in the hereafter you'll be successful. وَآخْرُ دَوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. السلام والسلام على سيد المرسلين شفيع المرسلين طه وياسين النبي والأمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وسلمنا وصلنا وجدنا وخطبنا وملنا سعدي. اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمت وما اخرت وما اسرت وما ندمت وما استغفرت. انت المقدم وانت المؤخر لا اله الا انت يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك استغفر. امر الملامر يبنوك ما في الماضي ولي خطاك ما في الماضي. ان شاء الله ستر قصر في يا الله عمر النفس وعمر يا الله وشتان وسكت شوف سبب يا الله بنا مغت يا النفس وشتان كشت رفت سمين ولا تقرن فما من الله يا الله تماري مدد فما دين بجا الله دين بيا ماري مدد فما من الله يا الله دين بيا ماري مدد فما يا الله يا الله نفسك بك دين بيا خايم وسايم فما من الله يا الله موتا ندك مرجي كينو كبك فما من الله بام زندگی نصیب فما هدایت که سید راسته همین نصیب فرما میره مولا. جو راسته هدایت که نصیب فرما دیست به استقامت نصیب فرما. موطخ من مناس راست پہ ہمیں قائم فرما جا رہے ہیں، ہر قدم سے شرور ختم سے محفوظ فرما جا مولا. یا اللہ ہماری تمام بیماریوں کو، پریشانیوں کو، مصیبتوں کو دور فرما. یا اللہ ہماری مصیبتوں کو دور فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمیں ذلیل نہ فرما، عزت نہ فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں محروم نہ فرما، عطا نہ فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں رسوا نہ فرما میرے مولا، ہمیں عزت نصیب فرما. یا اللہ ہمیں رسوا نہ فرما، ہمیں عزت نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری غلطیوں سے درگزر فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہماری غلطیوں سے درگزر فرما، یا کریم یا کریم یا کریم. یا اللہ، یا اللہ ہمیں مجالس نصیب، ذکر میرے مولا، ہمیں اس کی قدر نصیب فرما، روز نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ ہمارے علم میں اضافہ نصیب فرما، ایمان میں بلندی نصیب فرما، یقین میں تقویت مولا اللہ اضافہ نصیب فرما میرے مولا. یا رحمان میں ہمارے باپ آپ کی بخشش فرما میرے مولا. یا اللہ جن کو کوئی بخشنے والا نہیں میرے مولا، ان کی بخشش فرما میرے مولا، ان کی قبروں کو بنا جنت کے نیا کاری بنا کرے. صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علی خیر خلقہ محمد و آلہ و صحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین. سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون و سلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ رب العالمین. آمین.